Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com.
Oh, the silliness. Jesus had just been taken from the high priest Caiaphas to the praetorium where the Roman governor Pontius Pilate presided. And then I read one of the most ridiculous statements in this whole crucifixion scenario. In order for you to grasp the full impact of this outrageous request, let me take you back in time a few hours. Jesus was arrested by the temple guards without there being any formal charges filed against him. He was taken to the home of the former high priest for an off-the-record interview to attempt to get Jesus to stumble in something he said so that they would have official charges to lodge against him. The Sanhedrin was then convened in the middle of the night. Witnesses were brought in not really to testify as to what they saw or heard, but because the Sanhedrin was, quote, looking for evidence, Mark chapter 14, verse 55. In the meantime, the Sanhedrin asked Jesus to answer non-existent charges without having any legal representation of his own. They even resorted to physical violence to try to coerce him to say something incriminating. The Sanhedrin eventually reached a non-unanimous decision, without any corroborating testimony, to ask Pilate for the death sentence. Now here comes the silly statement. Then the Jewish leaders took Jesus from Caiaphas to the palace of the Roman governor. By now it was early morning, and to avoid ceremonial uncleanness, they did not enter the palace, because they wanted to be able to eat the Passover. John chapter 18, verse 28. To avoid ceremonial uncleanness? In their blind fury and rabid self-righteousness, these men broke both Mosaic law and their own rules of order, doing things like not securing charges first before arresting Jesus, physically abusing Jesus without a conviction or even a proper trial, meeting at night instead of during the day, not calling in witnesses one at a time, not getting corroborating testimony from two or three witnesses, not allowing Jesus to have a legal advocate, and not getting a unanimous guilty decision before asking for the death sentence. After all that, they're concerned about being ceremonially clean for the Passover? Oh, the silliness! Then I began to wonder, am I guilty of this same folly? Do I keep my own set of rules? Do I justify bending God's rules because of what I think are special circumstances? Am I self-righteous? Do I really think that I can do things the way that I want to do them and that God will put his stamp of approval on that? Isn't it far better to simply follow God's ways, to listen to the Holy Spirit speaking to my conscience, and then to repent if I begin to deviate from the truth? I need to always deal with my own self-righteousness first, to take care of the plank in my own eye before I point out the speck in someone else's eye, or else I am being just as silly as those religious leaders were.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at CraigTOwens.com, which is also where you can get in touch with Craig, read more posts, and access the huge library of resources he's gathered.